doctor, you can call him at 866-444-DIRT. And here he is, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. The telephone number to be on the show with me and talk gardening, landscaping, pest control, whatever you'd like to discuss is 866-444-DIRT, which is 3478. A couple of things before we go back to the phones. The Pure Grow product that I mentioned for insect control, that's a new product relative to retail and homeowners being able to get it. Pure Grow, it's PureGrow.com is their website, and you can buy it there. If the stores don't have it yet, tell your stores about it so they can get it. Great product. There's a telephone number for those of you that want to go that route, 469-423-0712. 469-423-0712. The BioSafe company, which you heard me talk about, especially for disease control, they have a hydrogen peroxide product. They have a bunch of other products too. Great line of stuff. BioSafe.net is their connection on the internet. And then their phone number is this, if you want to go that route, 888-273-3088. And let's talk about stem cell therapy real quick before we go back. Also, a couple of ideas for you. One is you can do something right away. You can call a telephone number that I'm going to give you and have a free consultation with Dr. Darcy. I'm going to give you his phone number. He's who did my stem cell therapy on my my knee and fixed the torn meniscus that I had, or both of these things, it might be even better, put on your calendar September the 15th, Plano, Texas, the Health Home and Garden Expo, Marty Winneken and her bunch, and Dirt Doctor and his bunch, September the 15th, it's a Saturday, our event. It's an all-day deal. Just click on the button on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. It'll take you to all the details there. You can get a ticket for half price, a great price of $5 to get in, so I'll take advantage of that. But you can go see Dr. Darcy tomorrow. Well, not tomorrow, but as soon as he can work in, if you call this number, 214-727-1715. 214-727-1715. And this is the umbilical cord stem cells, the best quality that there is as far as going into the stem cell therapy. And if you're having some chronic issues, pain problems, or other things, I'd recommend strongly that you look into it. Telephone number again is 866-444-3478. Here's Kelly in Lakewood, Colorado. Hello, yes. Kelly.
Well, good morning.
What's up?
Well, I've got an ornamental cherry tree. It's probably, I'm guessing, 15, 20 years old. Beautiful tree.
Okay.
And last year it was diagnosed with fire blight.
Okay.
And that the bark started to come off, so I delved a little deeper. And in the crotch of the tree, I noticed I had some sawdust in there, and I dug a little further. I could take handfuls of sawdust out of there. And then I called another guy out, and he said I had fire ants. And I've heard two or three different ways to prolong the life of this tree. That's all I'm doing. But I'm not sure the right way to do it, and that's why I'm calling you.
You've got fire ants in Colorado?
Yes, well, that's what they told me. That's what they're telling me.
I'd kind of doubt that. It's probably carpenter ants.
Carpenter ants, okay.
And they're working on dead tissue. For some reason, the tissue died for some other reason, and then the ants come in and take care of that. Fire ants will eat plants, but it's normally, young fruit, young flowers and sprouts and shoots and things like that on okra and things in the vegetable garden, not on woody plants. If you've got any kind of ant that you want to kill, you can kill it with 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water, and does a beautiful job. Usually, though, the carpenter ants are just working on dead stuff and not really causing any new wounds or anything like that. You might want to scratch your head and try to figure out why there's a dead spot there and explain.
Well, you know, in the crotch of the tree, it was put in like in a bundle, like 4 or 5 different plants together.
Okay.
And I think there was a water accumulation in the crotch of that tree, and I think it just started to pool there and you know, create a dead spot.
Well, that may be exactly what happened. Are all three stems substantial, or is there one stem a lot stronger than the other two?
Two of them are really strong, and one's starting to lose the bark. It looks like it's suffering pretty bad, and I'm not sure what to do in the wintertime. Do I cover up the bark? I'm jumping ahead, but how do I get rid of the ants? How do I preserve the tree a little bit longer?
Kill the ants with the orange oil, 2 ounces per gallon, okay? Next step is I'd cut that third weak stem off. I'd really like for you long-term to get down to having only one trunk. But if both of them are real strong, go ahead and leave two, but get rid of the third one for sure. Next thing, and start working on this right away with hand tools and brushes and being very, very careful, but get the soil off the base of that plant. I guarantee you it's too deep in the ground, and that's leading to some of those other issues. The fire blight, if you do have fire blight, you can go to our website, dirtdoctor.com, and go in the library and see if you have what you'll see there. Fire blight makes the end growth foliage wilt and turn brown and kind of hang, kind of droop.
Okay.
And that's classic.
And I've done that, and I've cut it all off. I've cut all that off.
Okay, but we want to treat the tree and stop the fire blight with a hydrogen peroxide product. You can use grocery store hydrogen peroxide, mix it with water 50-50, and spray that. You can mix it into the Garrett juice formula, and it'll be even better because you'll foliar feed as well as stopping the fire blight. Or you can buy the commercial product that I mentioned just a minute ago called BioSafe. BioSafe Disease Control is a hydrogen peroxide product, and it's fantastic.
Okay.
But getting the soil off the base is what's going to solve your problems long term. All those other things are short term fixes.
Okay, now I got sawdust in there. Should I vacuum the sawdust out there?
Yeah, just to clean it up, see if you discover anything else hidden under there. Yeah, that'd be fine. Use a shop vac.
What do you fill the void in with?
Nothing. Leave it open to the air.
And water won't get in there. Just keep it going.
It doesn't matter if water gets in there or not. Trees don't heal wounds like we do, like animals do. They simply form protective barriers and compartmentalize the bad spot off. If you put a filler in there, you're going to mess up the tree's ability to take care of its wound itself.
Okay. All right. We're going to prolong it. We can't save it. We can prolong it a little bit longer. That's all I want to do.
You can make it live for a long time if you do all the things I'm talking about. And the most important thing to do of all is get the soil off the base of the plant. Expose that flare dramatically. Look at my website and look at good and bad examples of flare exposure. Fruit trees are chronically too deep in the ground because the growers are growing them too deep in the ground. And they're in the containers, whether it's bald and burlap or in cans or whatever it is, pots. They're too deep there, and then they get planted a little bit too deep and settle. And then people mulch and do things like that, and it just gets worse and worse and worse. And across the board, that's the most common thing that we run into with fruit trees. It happens with all trees, but fruit trees worse than anything.
I've got my work cut out for me today, and I think I can go out and do all that this afternoon, and I appreciate all your help.
Get to work. Let's see some before and afters.
Yes, sir.
Talk to you later.
Thanks so much.
All righty. Let's go. Where am I going to go? Milton, Delaware is where I'm going to go. Hey, Greg.
Hello there. How are you today?
Well, fine. We're going to run out of time, but let's get started. What you got?
Okay. I have something that's starting to take over my lawn in patches. They call it locally wireweed or razor weed. Okay. I'm hearing it's a type of a Bermuda grass.
Huh. Oh, and, could be.
It spreads out leaders, replants roots, and keeps spreading.
Let me put you on hold. We'll chat off the air a minute, and you can stay with me and come back on there if we need to talk longer than that. But I need to take a break real quick. Can you hang with me?
Sure.
Okay.
Absolutely.
I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. The telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back after this.
Farms and greenhouses throughout America rely on BioSafe systems for healthier plants and better yields. You too can enjoy longer blooms and better results in your own backyard and garden with BioSafe weed control, disease control, and plant food. BioSafe Systems believes products should be effective and safe for use around pets, children, and wildlife. Our products are certified organic, so you can feel good about using them in your own backyard. Visit us online today at www.biosafe.net to learn more. BioSafe Systems, simply sustainable, always effective.
What if you could be younger and stronger for longer? Many experts agree that regenerative medicine and stem cell therapy is the future of medicine and even your personal health and longevity. So if you or someone you know is suffering from chronic pain or dealing with other health challenges, then stem cell therapy just may be the solution. It's simple, safe, natural, effective, and affordable. So before you operate, before you medicate, now you can regenerate.
I shattered my elbow, was experiencing chronic pain. Nothing seemed to help. I said yes to stem cell therapy, and now I'm pain-free. Range of motion improved, and I'm able to do things I never could have imagined. I have my life back.
To see how stem cell therapy can benefit you, call Dr. Darcy for a complimentary consultation at 214-727-1715. That's 214-727-1715.
Does your garden have planting insurance? It can now with Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma. It's the ultimate starter plant food. The secret's a special blend of natural organic plant food, beneficial microbes, and that includes mycorrhizal fungi. The result? Plants grow faster, roots grow deeper, and flowers and vegetables flourish. Best of all, every Espoma product is safe for people, pets, and the planet. Visit Espoma.com for a retailer near you. Biotone Starter Plus from Espoma, a natural in the garden since 1929.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrot Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrot Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The Medina Corporation, led by the Stuart Franke family, has been helping farmers, ranchers, landscapers, and homeowners with quality soil building products for a long time. Medina produces quality liquid and dry fertilizers and many soil amendments. Medina Soil Activator stimulates the soil biology and plant roots. And all the Medina products help all season long, whether it's landscaping, grasses, trees, herbs, or vegetables. The Medina products help you spend your money wisely, increasing production while improving the environment. All Medina products are free of toxic chemicals, including the commercial version of Garrett Juice Plus. For the proper care of your lawn and gardens, Medina is the choice. Conveniently available at many hardware, nursery, and feed stores, Medina Natural Organic Products are a Dirt Doctor recommendation. 50 years young and still environmentally friendly, it's MedinaAg.com.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed-out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All right, the birds and the dirt doc are back. I talked to Greg off the air a little bit about the wiregrass. Apparently up there it's common and it's on sites, internet sites too, so I guess it's fairly common use of it. It's new to me that Bermuda grass is called wiregrass, but it makes sense. It is kind of wiry compared to the fescue and the bluegrass and other kind of things that Greg and others in Delaware are normally trying to grow. And he's tried to kill it out with the chemicals, you know, Roundup and things that I don't recommend. And other people have done the same thing. And that's really the only way you can control Bermuda is kill everything and start over. So what I recommended to him, and I would to any of you, is to do what I do in a lot of cases and what many people do to save money and save aggravation and frustration and all that. And that's to leave the Bermuda grass there, start fertilizing with organic fertilizers like Espoma or Pure Grow or whatever you decide to use. Mow regularly, leave the clippings on the ground always, and have a biodiverse turf. Have a mixture of grasses. The people here in Texas get all goony about using buffalo grass and talk about the fact that Bermuda will invade it and it ruins it and all that kind of thing. Some of the best-looking turf I've seen, and I've seen it on golf courses and in lawns and all kinds of places, is a blend of common Bermuda grass and buffalo grass. The textures are pretty similar, very similar. And having a mixture, I don't have any problem with it at all. And if you cut back on the water and the fertilizer, that benefits the buffalo grass, and it will be more dominant. And if you water a whole lot and fertilize a whole lot, it'll benefit the common Bermuda grass, wire grass, and it will dominate. So just, you know, some common sense, and somewhere in the middle you have a nice blend and a beautiful turf that's tough as nails. And then the more buffalo you can get established, the better you are anyway, because it is without question the most drought tolerant turf grass that anybody can use. It's wonderful, wonderful grass in my opinion. Needs full sun. They keep saying they've come up with stuff that grows in the shade, buffalo grass, but I haven't been convinced of that yet. Here's Tony in Granbury, Texas. Hi, Tony.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. What's up?
I've got a pecan tree that's about 300 years old. It's about 6-7 feet in diameter. And about 10 feet up, it has a Y with a large limb, and there's a void in there, about 12 inches deep. And it looks like the bark on the outside of the tree from that void down to the ground, about 8 inches wide, is trying to slough off. Do those two things have anything in common?
Oh, they could. That's a big tree, Tony. 6 or 7 feet in diameter. That's all getting fairly close to the national champion. Its diameter is about 8, maybe 8.5 feet by now.
I think you and I together could probably reach around it. It's a huge tree. I got two of them. One's probably 5 feet in diameter.
Yeah. Well,
it's on the river. It's out on the Brazos, so.
Okay.
It gets lots of water.
Well, the pecan trees do slough off bark from time to time, and it's perfectly natural, and it's not a sign of anything bad happening at all. Even though a pecan is a bottomland tree, it loves to get its flare exposed, and a lot of them are buried because they're beside a natural creek like it sounds yours is. The national champion that's in Weatherford, we took over 5 feet of soil off one side of it, for example. And we had some goofy people tell us that it shouldn't be done when it was originally done. And, of course, since then, the tree has done far better growth and done great like we knew it would. And it has remained uncovered. So I would do that. I'd keep an eye on the tree for any white mushroom-looking things growing out of the tree or at the base. That's a sign that there's some rot, decay going on inside the tree. And that's a situation where you need to spray with hydrogen peroxide in addition to removing the soil from the flare from the base of the tree.
Yeah, it's real sandy soil, and it's got a root flare. I can see the root flare. The roots aren't above the ground, but at the base of the tree where they stretch out, it's clear. I mean, there's no dirt up on the trunk.
Okay, well, just make sure it's dramatic. A lot of people will tell me that, and then I'll see it, and it's just flaring out just a little bit, and not much of the flare is exposed. You should be able to walk up and stand on the flare.
Gotcha.
It needs to be that dramatic, and the tree will do remarkably better. Doesn't matter whether it's sandy soil or clay or sandy loam in between. Any tree does better, even the bottomland trees like pecans, if the flares are exposed. When you look up in the top of this tree, do you see any dead twigs out toward the terminal growth, out toward the end?
No, not much. There's a few little dead limbs up in it, but not many. I had a really large limb about 20 feet up, broke off about 3 years ago, but it was because it was so loaded with pecans and it rained. I guess it just
a little bit too much weight. That can happen, and that sudden limb drop, like I said, I wrote my column on, can happen too. Let me put you on hold if you had something else. You got to run for a minute. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll be back right after this.
Gardeners, do you want to receive the best how-to videos for everything you need to know for successful food gardens and landscapes? This video course is taught with 15 chapters of instruction and includes a detailed 25-page study booklet. It's fun, easy, and covers organic gardening, landscaping, and farming. To learn more or sign up for the course, go to dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com, and click on the certification course banner.
Learn to live more natural and organic and be healthier by purchasing one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. You can learn about growing beautiful landscaping and delicious healthy food crops, pet management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these top-rated books by clicking on the Howard's Books button on the top of the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. That's dirtdoctor.com.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers. Nitrogen-only products are even worse. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. Mow turf as needed and mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
America, we've got your back for immune health this season. It seems that everyone you know has a cold or the flu. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are the number one natural therapy for boosting immune health at this time of the year. Why are probiotics so good? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, you can enhance your overall immune system. Since its origin over 30 years ago, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics has prided itself on purity in creating the certified vegetarian probiotic supplement, free of gluten, allergens, and GMOs. Natural healthy fruits and vegetables are fermented for 3 years with 12 probiotic strains to create Dr. O'Hara's trademark postbiotic metabolite blend. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference for yourself this cold and flu season. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Amazon.com, as well as Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and natural health retailers everywhere. Get them today.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And let's see. Let's go ahead and get caught up. There's a couple of things I need to chat about before we end today's show, but let's catch up with these calls first. Here's Randy somewhere in Colorado. What's up, Randy?
Hi. We just recently had wildfires come through our area.
Oh, boy.
And I had a lot of mud come down into my yard.
Yeah.
And I've heard people both say that, hey, that's good stuff, you know, biochar, et cetera, and then others just say, hey, that'll never grow anything. Is there anything that I can do to treat that?
I think it's okay to use it. There's one caveat that we need to talk about. I think it's fine to use. I think it'll be pretty nutritious as well. But you don't want to have it covering up or burying any of your other trees or any of the other plants. You see what I mean? If it, a whole lot of it washed down there, it will have covered up the flares of plants, and any plant, any woody plant has a flare. You know, roses, viburnum, you know, shrubs and thing and vines and things like that. So just be careful about that. Other than that, just use the organic amendments that we would recommend anyway to amend the soil. But some carbon from the fire in the soil wouldn't be anything but a good thing.
That's the way I was leaning to.
Yeah.
Okay.
Just don't let it, you know, bury any of your plants. That's the only thing. And burying the flare is the most damaging thing that it could do.
Well, everything's buried under 6 inches of mud.
Well, get it off from the, you don't have to remove it from the site, from
right,
because of what we said. But you do have to remove it from the flares or your plants unless you don't mind it damaging the plants, because it will do it. It's a slow damage. It doesn't just kill plants overnight. But it first thing that it does when a flare is covered, the flare is part of the trunk, and it prevents the bark from breathing like it's supposed to do. And the result of that is that it stops growing. It'll stay alive for an unknown length of time, sometimes longer than it surprises me how long a tree can survive like that, but not grow hardly at all, and just kind of go downhill a little bit more each year and start having more insect problems and disease problems and finally get into real trouble.
Okay, I see. All right, well, I don't have any trees that are affected because everything was up. All my trees are in a...
Okay, good. That's good.
Got a tree well around them.
Well, other than that, I think I'd take advantage of it and use it. I don't see any problem at all.
That's what I was hoping for. Thank you so much.
Thanks for calling.
Okay, bye now.
Boy, those wildfires all over the country. I don't know how many states are affected, but it's just terrible. I hope they start to get it really under control. I know in some places it's not very close to being under control, and a lot of stuff's getting destroyed. Here's Jim, Possum Kingdom. What can I do for you, Jim?
Well, I had a question. My wife had gone to the doctor, and he wants her to get on an extremely high-protein shake for her heart. And everything that he's given her or told her to take has got a lot of this stevia sugar in it.
Stevia? That's good.
And it's... But it gives her bad gut aches, and she's tried several different types. Is there something out there that doesn't have sugar in it? That's a lot of protein.
Good question. Off the top of my head, I don't know. And most of the people that are into using health drinks and supplements and things use the stevia. Is she pretty sure that it's the stevia that's causing her problems?
Yeah, she can just, you know, it kind of smells like the old quick, you know, the chocolate milk type stuff, and she can smell that stuff from a mile away, and she just runs backwards. She said it's always bothered her.
Well, that's not the stevia she's smelling. The stevia doesn't have much of a fragrance. It's just got a sweetness to it. It must be the protein, whatever they're using for the protein, that's bothering her. So all I can tell you, I don't know any brands or any specific thing to recommend to you. I just go to the health food type stores, grocery stores, and talk to the people there and see what they would recommend that would have the base material, something that she could smell and it's not a problem. I don't think it's the stevia that's creating the odor in her stomach issues.
Okay. Well, and she's looking into some plant-based stuff. Would you think that would be maybe have a better chance of that?
Maybe so. Do you know what the base of the product that she's been taking is?
I don't. I know she's tried five or six different ones, and they all, the stuff with the high protein causes her problems.
Well, it may be soy. Soy is used in a lot of those things. I can't stand soy, and a lot of people feel the same way. Marty Whittaker and I are on the same page about that, is soy being not a good protein source at all. So maybe that's what it is, and that's a plant, and that's not a good plant for a protein source. So look at some other way to go there. It may be some kind of a fish product or something. I don't know what it'd be. I'm just kind of thinking out loud here. But see if you can't find a different protein source. And then I bet you the stevia, if she likes the sweetness of it, won't bother her.
Okay. And this deal you're having in Plano, could we learn anything about some of this from that?
You'd be able to learn more at that one place than probably any event you've ever thought about going to. Marty Whittaker's side of the event, she's totally into the human health stuff, and there'll be product people there. There'll be doctors there that, you know tons and tons about that kind of thing a whole lot more than I do. So I'd recommend highly that y'all come over. It's not that far from Possum Kingdom to come to Plano anyway. So put September the 15th on your calendar.
Okay, we'll plan on being there. I appreciate your help.
Okay, I look forward to meeting you. I'll see you there.
Thank you.
And let's go to stevia is not a sugar, it's a sweetener. Yeah, I know that, Raymond. What's your point?
Well, the gentleman calls stevia a sugar. Stevia is not a sugar. Stevia is a sweetener.
Yeah, I know that.
It's a sweetener.
I know that. I grow it. I'm very familiar with stevia.
All right. Also, I'm trying to kill up. Howard, I just got out of the clear blue sky one morning. I jumped up and I started a commercial and residential mowing and landscaping business.
Oh, great. That's super.
Because all organic. The gentleman behind me has a development that he had nobody to mow it and getting warnings from the city and everything.
Well, that's great.
I found out who owned it, and I've got a deal with him to mow 9 empty lots and some houses once in a while. Anyway, I'm all organic, but I got a lot of Johnson grape that keeps coming back real quick. 10-20% vinegar.
Uh-huh.
Do you mix orange oil with it to kill that Johnson grass, or what's the best way to get it? I don't want to use any chemicals.
Well, the 20% vinegar is so strong, you really don't need to add the orange oil to it. If you dilute it some, I probably would add the orange oil at somewhere between 1 and 2 ounces per gallon of the spray. But and spraying it will definitely help. But the main thing on Johnson grass, Raymond, is just – try to mow it more often, and it'll finally give up the ghost. It uses up its stored underground energy in the rhizomes if you just keep mowing it and mowing it and mowing it and mowing it. A combination of mowing it and spraying it with 20% vinegar, though, is going to speed up the process and probably be a good way for you to go.
Well, my upbringing, Howard, is cotton farmer and cattle rancher in Chatfield, Texas. He's part of Nevada County.
Uh-huh.
With Johnson grass with plain holes, you know, we hoe it but the thing about it, I don't want to be out there mowing all the time. That's why I'm trying to kill it. But
the vinegar, 20% vinegar is probably your best way to go there.
All right, sir. Well, I'm gonna give it a good try anyway. Like I say, I'm all organic, just jumped out of the clear blue sky.
Well, that's great. Congratulations and good luck. Keep me posted.
It's small world, commercial and residential landscaping and mowing.
All right, that's great. Well, come see us at the Plano event, and you might be able to pick up some new customers there.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Okay. I'll talk to you later. Let's go to Ann is next, I believe, Salem, Oregon. Hi, Ann.
Oh, hey, I just wanted to give a tip to the gentleman who's looking for a high-protein shake that his wife can drink.
Please, that'd be great.
It's the South Beach Complete High Protein Shake Mix, and I drink it, and it lasts me all day. It feeds me all day. It has 40% of your daily dose of protein. It does not have soy in it.
Great.
See here, and there's only 1 gram of sugar, only 2% of your carbohydrate. It's an excellent shake, and I've tried a lot of them.
Okay, what are they using for the protein source?
It's whey protein.
Whey?
Whey, W-H-E-Y, yeah. Protein.
Okay, great.
Concentrate, flax seed, blah, blah, blah.
Whey, okay. Flax and whey, that's great. South Beach Protein Drink.
South Beach Complete High Protein Shake. And I'm going to call South Beach right now and tell them I just gave them a plug on national radio and demand that they give me a free case of South Beach.
Well, maybe they will. That'd
yeah,
be somebody
really
we
good shake. It's a good shake.
It okay.
Doesn't have any sugar in it.
Okay, sounds great.
All
thanks,
right.
Ann.
All I had.
Appreciate the call very much. We'd love to get tips from our listeners. Some talk show hosts really get annoyed when people try to give a little advice, but we're more than happy to take it. Some of the best things that we recommend today came from tips from others. Here's Marquita in Dallas, Texas.
Good morning. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great. What can I do for you?
But I would have three questions now. I'm going to do very quickly. I've had my crepe myrtles in my yard for about 20 years, and I know it seemed like the white ones were much weaker. They're about 20 foot tall. And it seemed like the white ones were a little bit weaker because the flowers don't last long, but the burgundy ones, they last very long, very strong.
Uh-huh.
And then my second question is, okay, I have oak trees, and it seemed like if the fungus has grown up the root of the tree. And my third question is, okay, why do some people put compost and shredding around the base of the tree? When I just heard you say a few minutes ago that you shouldn't put anything around the tree. You kind of leave it open.
Well, we're going to run out of time here, but I'll put you on hold. Okay. First of all, we just don't want to pile anything up on the trunk. Covering the area of the root zone with a mulch is a good thing. We just don't want it piled up on the base of the tree. Crepe myrtles, the different varieties of crepe myrtles just bloom at different times, so that's something that's going to happen. You can't fix that. Let me put you on hold, and we'll talk about the rest of the things when I come back. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this.
Vacation, flying to a business meeting, or just visiting friends. Don't risk ruining your trip by neglecting to protect your digestive health. Pack award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, one of the best lines of defense against traveler's tummy. Dr. O'Hara's convenient blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated, perfect for traveling. A worldwide leader in probiotics for over 30 years, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a superior formulation that enhances immunity and digestion to help reduce the risk of getting sick while traveling. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics is a fermentation of 12 strains of live probiotic bacteria with wholesome super fruits and vegetables producing Dr. O'Hara's trademarked postbiotic metabolites, so restorative to gut health. Stay healthy while traveling, and remember to pack your probiotics. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at fine natural health retailers nationwide. Also available online. Discover the Dr. O'Hara's difference.
Ladybug, a new Earth Natural product, provides high-quality compost, granular and liquid organic fertilizers, mulches, soil amendments, and nutrient-rich magic sand. All Ladybug products start with the finest all-natural raw materials and have dependable consistency. Ask for Ladybug at garden centers, farm stores, hardware stores, Whole Foods, and other quality retailers. To find a store and for more information, visit ladybugbrand.com.
Unibest International has a great new soil testing kit for home gardeners, agriculture and greenhouse producers, turf managers, and landscape contractors. Tests determine what fertilizer nutrients are needed and provide easy-to-understand fertilizer recommendations tailored to your site that will improve production and quality. For more information or to order your ready-to-use professional-grade soil test kit, call 877-535-2479 or go to unibestinc.com. That's 877-535-2479.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Take this message to heart. RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula provides groundbreaking support for heart health. RegActive supports glutathione production. Glutathione is the body's master antioxidant, which is used by every cell in the human body and is especially vital for heart health. Glutathione affects how the body processes LDL cholesterol in a healthy fashion and ultimately supports the health of the heart by helping to improve the lining of the veins and arteries throughout the body. RegActive's Cardio Wellness Formula contains other heart-healthy nutrients that contribute in different ways to help reduce the risks of cardiovascular disease, such as B vitamins, including B5, which helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels in the normal range, and ubiquinol, the active coenzyme Q10, which supports healthy energy production in heart muscle tissue. B5
Be proactive with your heart health today. Get RegActive Cardio Wellness Formula online and at fine natural products retailers across the United States.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Marquita, I think, has stayed with us. Marquita, you still there?
Yes, I am, sir.
Let's talk about the crepe myrtles real quickly. Were you asking, was the main question why one blooms longer than the other one?
Yes, that was the question, yes.
Yeah, they're different. I've been looking at the crepe myrtles in my area of Dallas, in the Lakewood area. And Judy and I were talking the other day. We were driving around noticing some are beautiful and some are completely out of blooms now. The one at my office, the dynamite that I have there, is still in full bloom, but it's going downhill a little bit. Others haven't peaked yet. Some peaked earlier, real early in the growing season. So they're all different. Depends on what variety. You can get them to bloom the most by using the Garrett Juice as a foliar feed and a drench along with your dry granular fertilizer that you use on the whole place.
Okay, you said dry granular fertilizer?
Yeah, something like Espoma or the Pure Grow. Well, the I don't know if they make a fertilizer, they make pest control, but the Espoma products are available across the country, including in Dallas. But in Dallas, you can also find Medina, Maestro Grow, Nature's Guide, all kinds of brand names in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Just make sure you get one of the blended organic choices, not a synthetic fertilizer. And that'll give you the most blooms that that variety of crepe myrtle can have.
Okay. And about the sick tree, about the fungus on my, I think it's big oak trees, and I've been here about almost 37 years, and like now all of a sudden I can see like a fungus greenish and yellowish kind of going up the bark, and the bark looks so old. I said, when are the trees dying? Because when the wind came here about a couple of weeks ago, the tree just split in half, okay, and we're just sitting there, it seemed like a lot of them are splitting in half. Can they still survive? Can I keep them? Will they just eventually die out eventually?
And this was what kind of plant?
Oh, these were oak trees where one, the wind was a high wind, and one just split in the middle.
Split the damaged part, just trim that away. If there's some jagged parts on it, and a lot of people that are having that sudden limb drop thing have jagged stuff left when a big limb falls out, you've got the same situation. Clean up the jagged, rough part, but don't cut into any good healthy tissue any more than you have to, and okay. then splash some hydrogen peroxide from the grocery store on the wound, and then okay. use the mixture called tree trunk goop and slather it on there, and then it'll callus over and heal faster than anything you can possibly do. The formula for the tree trunk goop is on my website on dirtdoctor.com.
Okay. Thank you, so kindly. You have made my day because I mean, there's such beautiful shade trees. I must have done it for about 5 hours one day, just sitting there, it was just beautiful. I know God is good. I thank you so kindly, sir.
Okay, well, thanks for calling. I think you can get the plant back into good shape. Thanks again.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Yeah, and I should have said to her, I'd say to everybody one final time, the most important thing you can do for your trees is to get the soil off the base of the plant. I know I talk about it a lot, but you can't overemphasize how important that is. And it doesn't matter whether it's a pine or a larch or a bald cypress or a dogwood or anything in between. It needs to have a dramatically exposed flare. Look at our website and go into the library and look at the good and bad examples of flares. We've done newsletters about it. The new book that we did with Mother Earth News covers it with details and diagrams more thoroughly than anything I've ever written. So you may want to take a look at the new book. It's a very inexpensive little paperback. Also, you can buy books at certain levels. It's all explained on the website, and support our nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center. So a lot of times that's a good way to get some good information and help out the nonprofit that's working on the research that backs up all these things that we talk about. TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org is the name. The current newsletter that we sent out is about a book that I don't talk about that much, and I should. It dawned on me because we had real good response when it went out. If you don't get the newsletter, you can go to the website, dirtdoctor.com, and look at the newsletter part of the website and see the current newsletter there and the archives of all the past ones, too. But we did a newsletter about the book called Organic Management for the Professional. It's a book I did with Mike Amaranthus, John Ferguson. Sorry, John. John Ferguson is a geologist and a scientist, and Mike Amaranthus is a scientist who's a specialist in mycorrhizal fungus, done more work on it than anybody in the world. And so John and Mike and I did this book, and it gives the impression, and the UT Press wanted to have it for the people in the business, but we decided at the end we really ought to soften it up and add details that would be more appropriate for homeowners. So it does both, and it will help you understand in greater detail why this natural organic procedure and products work better. It also explains why the bad stuff doesn't work. It's called Organic Management for the Professional. You can buy it along with another book or two and help out Torque and get something that might make a good gift for you. Natural organic gardening, that's what it's all about. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and I'll see you next week. Have a good one. See you then.